Welcome back to Off the Hour. The time right now is 17:13. As public testimony concerning Bill 60, the so-called Secular Charter of Values, continues at the National Assembly in Quebec City, many individuals, towns, and organizations are speaking out against a law that they see as xenophobic and unfair. Tonight, Off the Hour brings you an interview with the outspoken mayor of the town of Côte-Saint-Luc, Anthony Housefather. This interview was produced by Andre Goli for the News Collective.
What is the official Côte-Saint-Luc policy on the charter?
Côte-Saint-Luc has vigorously opposed the proposed charter. Côte-Saint-Luc has adopted a resolution saying that we oppose the charter. Côte-Saint-Luc has drafted a brief that has been accepted by the Association of Suburban Municipalities representing the demerged cities on the island of Montreal. And that brief has been submitted to the Parliamentary Commission. And myself, Peter Trent, the mayor of Westmount, and Philippe Roy, the mayor of TMR, will be presenting that brief to the National Assembly Commission studying the issue. So our position is we're adamantly against it, and we're going to appear before the Parliamentary Committee to put forward our position.
Okay, so can you imagine any potential fallout from taking a stand against the charter?
Well, I mean, the potential fallout. The PQ is not going to be happy with us. Certain people who are in favor of the charter are not going to be happy, and that's their choice to not be happy that we're against. But we're very, very much against this charter. We believe that it infringes the rights, both the religious rights and the freedom of expression of Quebecers, and we're not going to sit there being afraid to say that we're against something.
So how much of the motivation behind the charter's invention is simply a calculated political gambit, in your view?
I can't judge the motivation of the PQ. I think it's obvious the PQ is trying to divert attention from the real issues in Quebec society they're unable to resolve. They're unable to improve the economy. They're unable to improve healthcare or education. So they're focused on a very divisive charter that solves a non-existent problem. So that's clearly for electoral purposes. But, you know, do they agree? Did they fundamentally agree with what they're putting forward in the charter, or are they being hypocritical? That I can't really say. I mean, I can't get into their heads.
Do you think the PQ is interested in having an honest debate about individual freedom or about religion's place in Quebecois society?
Well, I don't know. I mean, do they want a debate? They want a debate because it's a debate that they think will turn people's attention away from more fundamentally problematic issues to a non-existent problem. Do they want a real debate? Anybody could want a debate. It doesn't mean they're willing to listen or change their minds. I mean, the PQ is clearly a party that does not favor individual rights, that clearly believes that in many cases the rule of the majority should suppress the rights of the minority. I mean, that's the PQ's entire framework under Pauline Marois. So that's completely at odds with a society that has a charter of rights. And it's at odds with the people who believe that as long as one individual is not hurting another person, their individual rights should be paramount. And the fact is, what somebody chooses to wear is absolutely irrelevant to anyone else. And so, to me, the fact that they're saying that a government official cannot wear clothing or headgear that reflects their religious or individual consciences because somebody else might be offended or because Quebec society doesn't like that is offensive. It is purely offensive.
Now, I mean, supporters of the charter say they favor neutrality of the state, but It seems like society is already essentially secular in Quebec. So is it a reasonable position to favor this neutrality?
Well, it's a reasonable position to favor neutrality, but the way they're going about favoring neutrality or claiming they're favoring neutrality is completely unreasonable. The state is not reflected in the clothing or the headgear of someone who works for the state. The state certainly is reflected by a cross sitting on the wall of the National Assembly that the PQ originally proposed to maintain. The PQ seems to believe, because they want to keep right-wing, more nationalist elements who are strongly Catholic in the fold, that it's possible to divide between what they call the culture and history of Quebec, which is purely the Catholic tradition of a cross in the National Assembly and Christmas trees, versus everybody else's religion. And it's, again, it's a hypocritical and quite bothersome type of stand in a multicultural, multi-ethnic society of 2014.
So it's a charter of values, but whose values?
Well, you asked exactly the right question. This is not everyone's values. It's the PQ's values. And if it's the values of the majority, which I dispute, although polls show that a majority of Francophones favors this charter, you know, does the fact that they are the values of 52% of the population give that 52% the right to trump the rights of 48%? And that's really where, again, a charter of rights essentially says there are certain rights that are sacrosanct and that government shouldn't be allowed to tamper with. And that's why there should be much greater requirements to change a charter of rights than the majority in the National Assembly simply doing so as they propose to do in Bill 60 in order to make this bill fit with the charter by simply having a majority vote in the National Assembly. I mean, this is the PQ saying, in order to get this law through, we need to amend the Charter of Rights so that judges now interpret the Charter of Rights through a hierarchy of rights where the religious neutrality of the state, the primacy of the French language supersede every other right, and that all other rights need to be interpreted in light of those values. And that's absolutely ridiculous. It's completely contrary to all North American tradition.
Do you think it takes a nationalist party to do identity politics like this? Could you see this debate happening in a small C conservative government in Ontario or Alberta?
No. No, I cannot. I could see other types of, you know, policies that would be different coming from those types of governments that might be, you know, restrictive immigration policies had they, you know, provincially had the power to do that. But I certainly do not see this type of infringement of individual rights coming from any other government in North America. And in fact, it's ironic, on the very first day of hearings on the charter, the state of New York passed almost unanimously in its legislature a law that's called the Beard Law, which basically says you cannot discriminate against somebody in state government or in private enterprise based on their religious convictions or religious dress.
Let's say in an imperfect world that the charter does become law and isn't blocked in the Supreme Court of Canada. What kind of impact would you see it having on the next generation of Quebecois?
Well, I mean, I think this law is clearly unconstitutional, and I think it would be immediately thrown out by both the Superior Court of Quebec, the Court of Appeals of Quebec, and the Supreme Court of Canada. I mean, they can amend the Quebec Charter all they want. They can't amend the federal charter. And this is in violation of the federal charter, and it's also in violation of the UN Convention on Civil and Political Rights, to which Canada is a signatory. So if somehow the Canadian courts upheld it, then in the same way the McIntyre case on language of signs went to the UN, this would go to the UN. I mean, I cannot see any way that this would be upheld. So I don't want to speculate on what would happen if it wasn't upheld, if the law went through. I can't see legally in Canada's current constitutional framework how this law can be adopted and be constitutional. And certainly what I would encourage everyone to do is, while the law is contested before the courts, then don't apply the law while it's being contested.
The city of Côte-Saint-Luc will not apply the law?
We will challenge it in court. And during the period that it's being challenged in court, we certainly wouldn't apply something we're saying is unconstitutional.
Anthony Housefather is the mayor of Côte-Saint-Luc. Thank you for speaking with me today.
Always a pleasure.